If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that thinks smelly girls are the best, Jay. And with me is the guy that wants to throw confetti on you, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How you doing?
Doing pretty good as well, Aaron.
Yeah, it was a fun week.
Yeah, definitely.
Very easy, digestible watch there, too.
Mm-hmm. And what anime are we talking about?
We were talking about the dangerous classic, The Danger in My Heart.
All right. Do you have the synopsis?
I do. And this comes from our friends over at High Dive. Very quick and simple. Kyotaro fantasizes about acting on his twisted thoughts until an encounter with Anna sparks a light in his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. I mean,
well, that's more of like the first
season. More of the first season synopsis, but.
Yeah. Still, yeah. He's. And it's still shining on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you ready for some facts, Aaron?
Sure.
So, Dangers of My Heart is a romantic comedy slice of life anime that was released in 2023. There are 25 episodes altogether. This is based on the manga written by Norio Sakurai, and she's done three other manga. Which is Rororo, Kodomo Gakyu, and another one called Mitsu Domoe, which that one got an anime as well. I think that one got an anime before this one.
Yeah,
that
way before. That was
her first anime, yeah.
It's like in the 2010s probably, if I had to make a guess.
Probably. She's been doing manga for a while. This was directed by Hiroaki Akagi. And he's directed a couple of Kukos, those Snow White Notes, and one of my favorites, Teasing Master Takagi-san. The studio is Shin-Ei Animation, and they've done a few things that have been around for a while. The studio itself has been around for a while, but they've done Crayon Shin-chan, Doraemon, and they also did Teasing Master Takagi-san.
You know what's actually really interesting, Jay?
Hmm.
I forgot I had looked this up. But apparently Studio Wit helped them out with this anime.
Yeah, I think specifically with the openings?
Yeah.
That's what they helped out with.
Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. This is licensed by Sentai Filmworks. The music was done by Kensuke Ushio, and they've done music for Silent Voice, Chainsaw Man, and a couple of animes that we've covered, Devilman Crybaby, and Listen to Bluebird. The opening song is called Boku wa, and that's by Ata Ryu, and I think this is the only thing that they've done anime-wise. And as for the ending song, it's called Koe Shiteru Jimbun Sura Aserunda. And that's by Kohana Lam. And this is also the only anime thing that she's done. So what do you think of the music, Aaron?
It's alright. I don't think it's like anything like too special.
Yeah, it's basically the same music from the first season, so.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, like, new tracks or anything. I do like, the music that plays whenever, like, we see, like, what the episode is called.
Right.
It's usually, like, some sort of, like, frame, and it will say, like, what does it say? Kante or something like that?
Yeah, karate or whatever.
Karate? Karate?
Karate, yeah, I don't know what it actually means. But yeah,
But that music's pretty good.
You know,
like something important.
I really like the images in the ending of them as like kids, or like of like
oh yeah
younger, I guess I should say.
I really like that they show Kyotaro holding up the poster that he won the contest with.
Yeah. Cars get hurt too, but, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Cars get hurt too.
What does he say when he like in his thoughts when he wins? He's like, those ignoramuses aren't
something like that.
Nearly as good as me or something like
it's
that.
It's so funny. I just like the idea cars get hurt. Cars get hurt too. Don't run out. You're going to hurt the cars.
And as for cross media, there's only the manga that I know of. I don't think there's anything else. As of now, as of recording this. So, Aaron, do you have anything general you want to talk about?
Yeah, Jay. I mean, we compared this a lot to Takaki-san, especially in the first time we reviewed this.
Right.
How do you feel, Jay? What's better, Takaki-san or this one?
Man, it's such a hard question because I do really enjoy both of these anime. I think I'd have to rewatch Takagi again, but I'm still thinking that that one's better. I don't know. Maybe it's just like the slow burn of them, like, well, it's Nishikata that's like has to realize that he likes her, but
right,
because Takagi knows like the whole series, I believe. Oh, but but it's just like so good and so cute.
Yeah, I think it's my main issue between the two of them is I really like how wholesome Takagi-san is. And not to say this isn't wholesome.
It definitely is
wholesome. But it has like the fan service holds it back, I feel.
Yeah. There are definitely some questionable scenes in here.
Right.
There's a lot of, like, I mean, I guess a little inside baseball. This is our second time recording this, and we were talking about, like, there's a lot of, like, close-up shots of, like, crotch areas in this season. I don't remember that much being in the first season, but this one I definitely recall, like, a couple of scenes that they, like, they show the crotch for some reason.
Yeah, it's weird. There's also the really weird, like, when she's doing those ab roller workouts.
Yeah.
That
was a very interesting angle.
Yeah, especially, like, her bobbing her head.
Yeah.
With his, like, legs wide open. I was like, okay, that's... We can calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
But isn't that, Jay, as a dog owner, right? Or a pet owner in general. You can totally relate of trying to, you know, work out on the floor and you're... dog doesn't let you.
It's like, oh yeah, your dog is like just all over you.
Like, gosh dang,
like, oh, you're down at my level, let me jump on you.
And then it's, well, you want to play, right? That's why you're down at my level. It's like, gosh dang it. Well, she has a, that corgi she has is really cute too.
And you know, another thing that like led up to that scene, she asks for like, she like, do you want to pop in for a quickie is what she says.
I know.
I was like, what the heck. There was like a couple scenes like that.
Oh, like, she's like, she, oh, you got a rubber back.
You got a rubber?
The other one. Like, oh, yeah, you got a rubber?
Who the hell calls a hair tie a rubber?
A rubber. I was like, oh my god, okay. But yeah. Sammy is super cute, though, in spots. Very.
Yeah.
It does wholesome very well, I will say that.
Yeah. Yamada's definitely very innocent.
Right. Trying to think. You got anything else, Jay?
For general?
Yeah, it sucks. I'm like trying to remember all the general stuff I said the first time we recorded this, and now I'm like having a complete fart.
I know, blanking out a little bit.
Yeah,
I guess we can just like go into characters, and then maybe that'll refresh our brains.
Because I was talking to Jay about, like, I think we were both ready to, we're both not feeling, you know, 100% right now. we're both like ready to end it. Not that it wasn't like a good podcast, you know.
Yeah, and then not that it was a bad anime or anything like that.
Yeah, but we were just both ready to be like, all right, I'm going to go wrap up.
Yeah, we were having a good time with the podcast.
Yeah, go grab some Theraflu. I need to go grab some allergy medication. Pretty sure my allergies are starting to act up.
Right, springtime, Aaron.
Yeah. So, you know what they say, Jay? You should start taking allergy medicine like a week before allergy season starts.
Yeah, and you have to like keep consistent with it.
Yeah, just so you're prepped basically for it.
Right.
And I'm not bad right now, but I'm just phlegmy. Trying to think of other. They really did address some things from our last podcast that we wanted addressed, which was
Right.
like more time with her friends.
And we did get a little bit.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time with her. We got like a little bit more information about everybody. I really like that Moeko, right? Pretty sure is
Right,
her
yeah.
name. The gal girl, she's like super adorable. I love that she like loves to tease Kyotaro.
Yeah, and Yamada. It's
And
really funny.
yeah, and I like she's like she's talking to that new gal with the mask.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like she goes she's like thinking about Kyotaro getting like super embarrassed for the flash mob.
Oh, and
I was
you're
like,
like,
I
oh,
didn't know
that
people
sounds like a
still
good idea.
I was like, I don't know people still flash mob like that. It's been a hot minute since
I know, right?
I've heard of a flash mob.
It's not for like something. It's usually just like a random dance act or something.
Yeah. Man, what's the other girl's name? The big
Which one?
girl? What's her name?
The tall one?
Yeah, Hara?
Oh, Hara, yeah.
Hara? I thought Hara was like pissed.
Oh, yeah, she absolutely hated
Hate it. She's like, you stop. And they're like, okay. I like that. That's so funny. Luckily,
Yeah.
they took the bullet for them.
I know, it seemed like they realized what was going on and they like blocked what was
No.
blocked the flash mob people.
I think they just got lucky.
Yeah, definitely did.
No. She's like, oh my God, were they holding hands? I love that. She's like, oh my God.
Love that in that whole time that Yamada and Kyoto were gone, that's all that stuff was going on. I guess it lasted a while.
Yeah, there's something about, again, we'll talk about it, and I guess we can talk about it now in art, but something about like a gal in a mask that's like super cool to me.
Oh, yeah.
She's so cool. I think that character is so cool. I wish I knew her name off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's like well, she has like three different names because she has
Right.
like three different nicknames.
Yeah,
Like
well,
Kana is one of them. I think Can Can's another
I
one.
think her probably name is Kana. What was Yamada's nickname for her?
I think it was like Panda or
Oh, it
something
was
like that.
Panda. Yeah, Panda. But yeah, very, very cute. Speaking of very cute, Jay, man, maybe it's, I don't know, Shinai knows how to like just pick anime, but between this and like Takagi as well, man, the characters are so stylish.
Oh, you know, definitely.
Like even Kyotaro, man, he pulls it off.
I know, for being somebody that's like antisocial and like very to himself, he definitely can pull a look together.
Yeah, he looks so, I think the one where he was trying to tell his sister like do like a fashion check on him.
Yeah.
Man, that was like so cool. That outfit was like really dope.
Yeah. And it's always like he has like more than like one outfit. I mean, most of them have like skulls and stuff on it, but they all look really cool. Especially I really like that parka that he wears.
Oh.
That green parka.
Right.
Super cool.
What was your favorite Yamada outfit, Jay?
I really like the casual like loungewear that she wears, like when she's like FaceTiming Kyotaro.
Right.
But
Really, really cute.
yeah, really cute.
I really liked her bear kigurumi. Well, I guess it wasn't really a kigurumi, but it was a more of
Like a
a
hoodie.
hoodie. It's like really cute. I liked her mom flipping her hoodie up
Yeah.
for her.
Yeah, I think the mom said like, "Oh, let me put on mine," so she has one too.
Nah, it's so cute. I really love the parents in this one, Jay. Like,
yeah,
Kyotaro's parents plus Yamada's parents as well.
Yamada's parents are freaking hella cute.
No, man, there's like that really cute scene where the couples, she has to go get the couple for the scavenger hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like hella embarrassed. She's like covering her face all red. Oh, my
God. It's
so cute.
Damn it.
You know, speaking of the parents, I really like that, like, when they were at their Yamada's house making the chocolate. And I think Moeko's the one that, like, mentions that the dad doesn't really look like Yamada. And then he pulls his hair back. And then he looks exactly like her.
Oh, my God.
He's like hella good looking.
No, he's like hella hot. Even, yeah.
Yeah. I think she even like oh my God, screams like a little bit. Like,
her, yeah. She blushes a little bit when she sees him.
Mm-hmm.
God. Super cute.
Mm-hmm. And he's like a French like cook. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He had his blood on his shirt. Whatever. You know what I like about him specifically? Like, his height, like, he's so tall, he has to, like, duck
to get into the elevator, to get into the house.
He had to duck to, like, leave the room.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool.
I really like that. I feel it's like, I don't know if it is like this, but and when they were making the chocolate, he was definitely staring a lot. At Kyotaro.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was because he was just a boy or if he just wanted to like play games with him.
Yeah, so you play
I feel
games.
That's cute. I feel like it was just that.
Man.
He didn't care.
Speaking of cute scenes, I did really like, I think my favorite scene in the season, well, I guess we kind of talked about it, but one, it was the almost kiss scene, like,
oh, yeah.
Literally, like, millimeters away from...
like, the closest kiss that's not a kiss.
That's not a kiss. Oh, my God. But the other thing I really loved was, you know, Kyotaro going over to Yamada's house when she dropped her phone in the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he's telling her dad... and Yamada's telling her mom about their feelings. And that's such a cute scene.
Yeah, super cute.
And I love the dad. It's like, oh, no, I got it. Now I got to get your friend code. now we got to play together.
Let's play Monster Hunt.
Yeah, it's so cute. Any other shots, Jay, that you really like?
Well, scenes, I really enjoyed them playing games together. Like, the whole family were on the couch with him. That really felt like he was part of the family.
No.
Like, Moeko was like, are you, like...
like, dude, you got pheromones?
Going on or something? Yeah. Some crazy pheromones?
Yeah, really, really cute. I'm trying to think of any other, like, scene I thought was, like, really good. Like, cinematography-wise. None that I can really think of.
Oh, you know what was a really cool cinematography scene that I'm, like, thinking about it?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Kyotaro's voice was changing?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he needed to make that speech. So his sister gets, like, that chest rub stuff.
Oh, like Vicks vapor rub, basically.
Yeah, there was a shot of her rubbing it on, and it was a shot, like a POV shot.
Oh, from like inside his chest. Yeah,
I was like, "What the heck is this?"
What a cool shot! Cool. What a weird shot! Yeah,
I know. I was like, "What the heck? That's so cool!"
I think they did this in the first season too, but there was a cool POV shot from Kyotaro, where I forget what he was looking at. But you could, like, see his hair in his...
Oh, right, yeah.
In his
face. It was blocking.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, really...
That happens here, too.
Yeah, it happened this season.
There's quite a few POV shots, like, of when, like... when Kyotaro, like, has Yamada on the bed. You can see her on the bed.
No.
And then vice versa when she takes her revenge and pushes him Flips on the him. Bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and the ghee stuff, though.
The ghee stuff, yeah. I was like, oh my god, when he like pushed her up against the wall, basically. Mm-hmm. Or walked her up against the wall. I was like, oh my god. You know, this is just me, a problem with like the genre, Jay, but man, like, they needed like to pull the trigger like super early. It was like, just say you like that, like each other already, because this is like, you're going way above and beyond.
Yeah.
Where like, I feel in Takagi, you can buy they're still kids, and you can buy Nishikata
definitely
doesn't understand what he's feeling.
Right.
Whereas like, I feel Kyotaro, like, he knows early on, like, oh, I like this girl. I really like her.
Yeah, he says it a bunch, especially in this season. He's like, I want to be your girlfriend, his boyfriend.
Oh, that one was so cute. With him and his sister.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I love it. I love his sister, too. She's so cool.
You know what's, like, something so relatable is, like, all of, like, the anxiety, and then he's just, like, yelling into his pillow and stuff, and, like, squirming on his bed. I really like all those scenes.
Oh, very
and funny. It's funny, and when he admits that he wants to be her boyfriend, that the sister also reacted that way. They're like, yep, they're definitely related.
You know what I thought was, like, a funny joke was, you know, his, like, libido is, like, a fallen angel or whatever the hell?
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, telling him to, like, act on it. And then his sister comes in and his libido shrinks to, like, a kid. Yeah. And I thought that was, like, a really cool detail.
Yeah, it was super funny.
Yeah. Really, really funny. Want to talk about characters, Jay?
Yeah.
So, man, I feel like Kyotaro, like, this... I'm losing my thought here. This season made it really feel like this was the end.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what I really liked about it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that it felt like everything was like wrapped up in a bow. Like, I don't even want a third season.
Yeah.
After this.
Yeah, it definitely ended really well.
Right. So, very, I don't know, like, what, like, the next drama, again, the next drama is, I don't know, they're dating, how they get a date, I guess, I don't know.
And, like, their actual first kiss.
Yeah. Should be pretty cute.
I think what I really, like, would be most excited for is just everybody's reaction to them dating, like, especially, like, Kyotaro's sister. The parents, well, the parents kind of like already know,
right?
Like, yeah, she likes him, so it only makes sense that they date,
right? It's so cute,
mm-hmm.
But no, yeah, I feel like Kyotaro has grown a lot, since last season,
right? Definitely more confident,
yeah, definitely more confident in himself.
One thing that we mentioned is that we both enjoyed them being like jealous.
Yes.
Of like very, very good.
Very, very cute. Man, I was going to say, I like Kyotaro reflecting on his old self as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, man, that me last year was really like cringy. And he plays it in his head and he's like, oh my God.
Why did so I do bad. That?
Oh, that's so that's such a relatable feeling.
Right.
Especially as a young man, to be like, oh, well, why'd I do that? Damn it.
Why did I say those things?
Gosh, dang it. But yeah, very, very, very cool, Jay.
I really like that when he was, like, reminiscing about that. Like, that's juxtaposed to like, it was, like, to a scene, like, because, like, it was during the sports fest. That's what he was talking about, right?
Right.
And, like, he hurt himself to save Yamada.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, right after that, Yamada's like, oh, the sports fest is happening. Let me see your arm. Let's see. Oh, man, there's a scar there.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, that's cute. Man, that's one of the things I like about this anime. It's just like, oh man, it's so cute. Lots of super cute in here.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about Yamada. I don't feel like, because this is a shonen romance, like most of our progression is to our, you know, the male lead.
Right.
I feel Yamada is a little bit more confident in herself and stuff she wants to do. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't feel like she's grown as much.
Yeah. Well, she was kind of like already kind of confident in like the first season.
Right.
Like she was the one that was like initiating a lot of the things.
Man, super cute.
Yeah.
The meet me at our place. I was like, oh.
I know. What place did you think of when you first heard that?
The library.
I didn't. I thought of the park.
The park? At the bench. Well, because then, like, when he showed them the park, I was like, oh, maybe he's at the... Because he didn't go to the library right away. I was like, oh, maybe... I was like, right away, I was like, the library. But then he went to the park, and I was like, oh, that... I mean, that's also fair.
Yeah.
That's also a fair assessment.
I didn't think the convenience store was all that special. That, well, it was... It definitely had some special moments there, but...
It's not. I wouldn't say that's their place.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's their place.
Yeah, but it was real cute.
You know, I was reading the manga, and you know what tipped him off on why it was the library? She sent a candy emoji.
Oh, was it? That's so cute.
Yeah,
I didn't even notice that.
I don't know if they showed that when he looked at the
text. I know he goes back to look at it. Mm-hmm. It might have been there. That's super cute. No, oh.
Yeah,
her super with her cute snacks.
And I was just eating like 5 chips at once.
I know. Oh my god, how cute was it that he brought her snacks?
Oh yeah,
man.
He was like hella snacks too. And you're like, here, this should be enough.
Gosh dang it!
Did you recognize? There's some snacks that I remember seeing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those chocolate mushrooms?
Yes.
I think that was one of the snacks in there.
Oh, man. The alcohol drink that the sister drinks, those are also really cool. I've had some of those before.
It was a cool fun fact is two of the stations that they go to are real places.
Yeah, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, Jay. I mean, anyone else you want to really talk about?
The new teacher.
Yeah, she's cool. Adorable.
Mm-hmm. I like her.
I thought Hara was really adorable. I think she slayed in her double date outfit.
Oh, yeah, she was definitely cute.
She looked super cute in that.
Mm-hmm. It was like a tucked in baggy sweater or something like that.
Yeah.
With a skirt.
With her leg warmers. Super cute. Yeah. I was like, man, everyone's so fashionable.
Yeah. Why did she put on the hat when she was saying, like, why don't you get Yamada a hat? And then she put it on.
Oh, man.
I was like, man, just setting us up.
She looks super cute too, though, in the hat.
Yeah, she looks super cute. I like how both of the Yamada and the other guy was super pissed.
Another end of the wrap up, Jay. Shout out for Kitaro getting her that bone bracelet. That was super cute. Yeah.
That was super good.
I was really hoping it. I like how scared he was when she was eating it too fast.
Oh yeah, he was like, slow down.
He was slow down, wait. I thought he was like, oh, maybe he wants like some of it, and had a little drug baggie in there.
You know, it's another good scene.
Hmm.
Was when Kyotaro told the friend, the baseball friend, that Yamada's mine or something like that.
Oh my god, that was so good.
Oh man, super good.
Fuck, what a good ass anime. Alright, Jay. Accessibility. Oh, actually, Jay, final thought. You got any final thoughts? We're into the wrap
up. It was a great anime. I love it.
Yeah, very, very fun. All right. Cinematography. Oh, no, gosh, dang it. accessibility. I mean, it's not for everybody. There are some fan service things in here.
Yeah, that might take you out of it a little bit, but
yeah,
if you don't mind that kind of stuff, it's a really fun time.
And if you can get past it, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
What's next, Jay?
You can watch it on High Dive.
Oh, yeah. You can watch it on High Dive.
Rewatchability? I've already watched this anime. Specific episodes I've watched a bunch of times.
Yeah, I would probably watch this again, but I don't know. Mm. I think the fan service makes it like a really weird, prohibitive watch.
Right. Yeah, especially since they're middle school kids.
Because I know, like, my girlfriend gets creeped out by that kind of stuff, so.
Right.
Like, I would love to show her this, but it's like, oh, man, it's just too weird.
Yeah.
Too weird in spots.
Yeah, and Adachi is, like, literally weird and vulgar in this anime.
A boy.
Yeah.
What's next, Jay?
What would you want in another season?
I would not.
Yeah. Like, but really, I would, like, maybe a movie would be cool. But I think, really, I think all we would need, if they were ever to do something, would be, like, an OVA.
Of yeah, maybe just, like, a little extra, just to wrap it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or a date. You don't need, like, a whole season for that.
Yeah, a date would be cool. And what I would just want to see is people's reaction. So, like, them actually being a couple.
Really cute.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Moment of truth. What do you give this?
This, man, it's hard to say. I want to give this a gotta go watch, but I think it's, the highest high recommend I can give.
I was going to say, I think it's, like, a very high recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Niche gotta go watch.
Mm-hmm.
No, but yeah, it's a very high recommend, I feel.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, now that we've exchanged our friendship chocolates, our obligatory
chocolates. I thought you were going to say we exchanged our line info. Our
line info would have been another good one, too. If we'd exchanged our friend codes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, it's another character was that model girl. That,
oh, we didn't even talk about her in the last one, either.
Yeah.
Yeah, the good old pig man.
That didn't lead anywhere. Like, he became friends with her. Well, not friends, but they added each other online.
Yeah. She unblocked him and added him online.
Yeah, to her, like, actual account.
I guess that could be, like, the next kind of foil.
Oh, yeah. But she said that she keeps a distance from the idols that she likes.
Right. But there's also her manager.
As well. Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting to see that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, you ready for what I have for us next week, Jim?
Yeah. What do you got?
We're not necessarily going back to an anime, Jim.
We're going back to a series?
Yeah, we're going back. Yeah, we can say that. We're revisiting a series, I guess.
Hmm.
We're watching a spinoff. I don't know if it's like a first spinoff we've ever covered on here. Not that I could think of.
We watched the Fate cooking show.
Oh, that is a spinoff. Yeah, that's fair. But we're watching another spinoff, Jay, that's like canon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we're going to be watching,
mm-hmm,
in commemoration of this anime's third season,
mm-hmm, airing
this week.
Like, I love prolonging it.
Yeah, well, I was looking for the title. I don't want to mess it up.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
I know. We are going to watch Konosuba and Explosion on This Wonderful World.
Oh, okay.
We've been watching the Megumin spinoff.
Didn't you say that this one didn't get that?
That's what I hear. Love? I hear it's like, so from what my friend's a big Konosuba fan.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, it's good, it's just, it's not Konosuba.
Mm.
Like, it's fine, it's just, you want the whole gang and not just Megumin.
Yeah, you want, like, the whole wacky antics and all that stuff.
Exactly, you want to know what Kazuma and Aqua and Darkness are doing.
Right.
But very excited to check this one out.
Yeah, it's been out for a minute.
Yeah, about a year or two, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Where
can we watch it?
We can watch it on Crunchyroll.
Okay, easy.
12 episodes.
Oh, also easy.
Yeah, very excited. Jay, have you seen the movie by any chance?
No, I have not seen the movie.
You might want to watch the movie.
Is the movie on Crunchyroll?
The movie is on Crunchyroll.
Okay.
It doesn't like have direct influence, but you meet a lot of the characters in the Mega Man spinoff in that movie. They're kind of introduced.
Oh, okay.
Like, because they visit Mega Man's village.
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah. And they explain, it's very funny. They explain, like, how the Crimson Wizards came to be and all this stuff.
Mm.
And this is an anime about the Crimson Wizards, so.
Okay.
I would recommend it if you have, like, an hour and a half to 2 hours free today to go ahead and watch that. Maybe I'll also go ahead and go watch that.
Okay.
And we can combine it. Nah, I don't know. We'll talk about it. Maybe we won't combine it, but
yeah, we could briefly talk about the movie.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movie since I've seen it in theaters, so
mm-hmm.
But very funny, very cool. I would like to know what you do think about that movie. Maybe we'll just maybe it won't be included in the title or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about it. I'm very interested to see what you think.
Okay.
But anyway, if you're excited for a review on Konosuba, the Mega Man spinoff, or you enjoyed a review on, what's this anime called again, Jay? Man, Dangers in My Heart, Season 2. Freak.
Yep.
Go ahead. Subscribe to us on all your major podcasting platforms. Leave us a review, 5-star, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it 1 week, Jay. Now I don't know what the heck how it goes. Follow us on Instagram and email us at animecherrybomb@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, everybody, we'll see you next week.
Yep, everybody, stay confessing your love. Oh, you know what I really enjoyed was that she's the one that asked him out.
Oh, also really cute. Stay.
Yeah, love that.
Stay asking out your shorter significant other.